Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
In life, we sometimes feel stagnated by our repetitive daily routines. We then begin to move in turbo mode to catch up with what we feel has been lost on our journey. Our goals, aspirations, and dreams we felt in our youth have somehow gotten lost in this movement called life. After many trials and tribulations with a feeling of going nowhere, we are compelled to just stop. When we stop, we allow ourselves time to reflect on whether the situations occurring in our lives are really needed for our best and highest good. Taking the steps towards your fearless journey will provide new doorways for you to enter, new challenges for you to embrace for your growth and transformation. Now, deciding to travel the fearless journey does not mean that you will not encounter any fears or pain. It just means that you will take a good hard look at them and decide that you have all the courage you need to surpass any obstacle life presents to you on a daily basis. If you feel you are ready to move on your fearless journey, just know that it's time. Every question you have will be answered if you're willing to just relax, breathe, and listen to your divine self. Bon voyage. Move forward on your fearless journey with the knowledge that you are indeed continually blessed in every challenge you decide to meet.
I'm tired of running from my life. Welcome back to the Play Experience. Thank you for joining me on the playground of life, where we continue to explore ways of purposely loving and appreciating ourselves. Yes, indeed. You're listening to the beautiful music of Joyce Gorillaz, Pure Imagination. We have to have it. We have to have it. We have to have it. You can find George and all of his music on evzonemusic.com. My name is Ombasa Sofira. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. Each day we get to have a chance, every day, to get up each morning and be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We get to change how we feel. We get to change how we think. Because the greatness is not in what we do to our bodies, but what we do to our minds. Yes, indeed. We all set out to do something each day. Some kind of work in some kind of workplace on a daily basis, whether we're self-employed or whether we're just in a traditional workplace. We all have to find that balance between our personal relationships and our work environment. In 2010, working families in the UK started a National Work-Life Week to do just that, to bring about balance. My next guest, Jacqueline Brosnitsky, works with stress management as a consultant. Jacqueline will be presenting the three keys to high performance and happiness at work and beyond. Jacqueline combines 15 years of corporate management and training her expertise with 9 years of teaching and coaching mindfulness and stress reduction techniques to help companies increase employee and performance, productivity, and profits. Jacqueline works with companies with mindfulness, and this is one of the things that we want to discuss today. This is something that everyone needs to work with if they're going to balance that home and work life. I want to bring on my guest right now, Jacqueline Brozniski. Jacqueline, welcome to the Play Experience, the Playground of Life.
Thank you, Ombasa. It's so wonderful to be here playing with you and with all the wonderful guests who are listening in. So thank you for inviting me.
Oh, man, I was so excited. I was so excited to have you come on because looking at the work you did, I just got it so excited because, you know, we started just we're babies at what you've been doing for so long. We've been out here doing workshops and things, working with people with the mind and body and spirit, but we haven't gone into the corporate workplace where I feel that it's really needed, because the majority, I feel, of people at work today are in that environment. So I really commend you on that work. One thing I want to get right off the top, though, is one word from you that describes how you see yourself, and another word how others see you, and another word yet, how you want to be seen.
Wow. Okay, Ombasa.
I'll remind you if you need me to.
Okay, so one word, how I would describe myself.
Yes.
One word, how others do, and then one word, how I would like to be seen.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. One word to describe myself would be caring.
Mm.
Okay. And how others would describe me, well, I will use some words that were shared with me today from a program I did with a company. Mm-hmm. And because I don't always know how others perceive the work, especially in a corporate setting. But I received a message today. I received some feedback from the session that I led, and someone said that I project kindness.
Wow. Wow. So caring and kindness so far. Okay.
And
those are very synergetic.
And I guess how I'd like to be seen is making a big difference for people in the workplace and in their, especially in their own lives.
Absolutely. Which sounds to me like compassionate, and it sounds like you're already there. Well, what a trio! What a trio! Well, you're definitely gifted to be able to honor us. I mean, I'm so excited that your work. I can't wait till tomorrow morning. I'm going to be trying to get myself on that. We'll talk about that in a minute. So you work with corporations, as we said, teaching mindfulness and stress reduction. So tell us your story. What was life before mindfulness?
Life before mindfulness was not very mindful. So I had a big job at a big financial services company running the whole relationship management function with our clients. I found myself at the point where I was the sole breadwinner because my husband went back to school full time, graduate school. So, and then I was pregnant. And so then I had a baby. and he was wonderful. And the week I went back from maternity leave to work, I found out I had to have my gallbladder removed, and my husband was leaving to go to China for 3 weeks. So had a crazy return to work experience, and realized I really needed to do something for myself for stress. And there was a point where I felt like I wasn't 100% at work and I wasn't enough of a mom at home. And so I decided to start doing yoga and meditation. And I started doing that one day a week, and I found it one night a week, and I found that that class was what got me through the whole rest of the week. And I just couldn't get enough of yoga. I was reading about it, studying it, doing it at home on my own, and I decided to take yoga teacher training and loved it, and then got to the point where work in the that I had been doing didn't fulfill me as much anymore as I wanted it to. And so I left work and began teaching yoga and meditation and spent a lot more time with my children. And then it all came to a real test when my mom was ill both mentally and physically, and was living, I live outside of Boston, she was living outside of, in Colorado Springs, and her investment advisor called me and said, you have to come get your mom, she's not doing well. And I had gone out every 6 months to check on her, but she had her windows boarded up because she thought people were spying on her, and I never knew what state she'd be in when I went out to see her. And so I planned a 3-day trip, went out, met with attorneys, realtors, figured out what to do with her house without her knowing all of this, and then told her we were going to take a 3-week, we were going to take a trip to come back and visit her grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was down to 85 pounds. Mm-hmm. From about 110 pounds. She wasn't really eating much, and she was really having a hard time taking care of herself. So I brought her back, and within a week she was in the hospital because I took her to a doctor to get her checked out, and he said that her white blood cell count was high. Over the next 3 months, she went in and out of hospitals, coming back even weaker with oxygen. They found a brain tumor. She had smoked 49 years, so her lungs were in horrible shape. She had had lupus for 30 years. She was in very bad shape and mentally really becoming out of it. And at that time, my boys were 4 and 6. And so the last time she was in the hospital, I saw the social worker, and I said to her, I just don't think I can handle her coming home this time. And the social worker said, I don't think you can either. And so when it was finally time for her to be released, and she had almost passed away a couple times in that hospitalization, the social worker helped find a wonderful nursing home for her to go to for comfort measures. We didn't think she'd last very long at all. That was 7.5 years ago. And she's doing relatively well. But what happened is, so it's been a real blessing. But what happened is during that time when she lived with me, I used to do yoga, but there was no way to do yoga anymore because I was taking care of her or my boys or teaching yoga, and there was nothing really left for me. What I started doing was every day I started meditating for 10 minutes in the morning before I went downstairs. My mom was sleeping in a bedroom downstairs. So the second I went downstairs, I was on call. So I sat there for 10 minutes breathing even when it didn't feel like it was doing any good at all. I did it every single day because I knew I needed to do something for myself. And one day, during that whole three-month period where my mom was in and out of the hospital, my four-year-old said to me, "Mommy, did you meditate today?" And I said, "Yes, why?" And he said, "'Cause you're being really good." So, to make a long story short, that's when I realized the huge importance of mindfulness. And sometimes it takes our most difficult situations to give us the gift of a real practice. And that's what I felt like my mom coming here, being under that stress, that I got two giant gifts. One was that meditation practice that I do every day and I have done every day for 7.5 years. Doesn't matter what's happening, I'm there doing it. And it's the foundation, huge foundation for me, foundation for my business. And then the other gift was that her dementia has taken away all that schizophrenia, bitterness, and all that she used to have. And now she's this lovely soul who is so happy to see us every time we come to visit her.
Wow, that's a real story there. And, you know, there's something to be said about the dementia, but that's another conversation. It's a beautiful story, very, very interwoven with gems. And those gems speak to me. First, I want to ask you to clarify the mindfulness. What exactly is mindfulness?
So I look at mindfulness in terms of a few things. I look at it in terms of your ability to notice thought patterns that are coming up, and to notice when you're lost in thought, and to be able to bring yourself back to the present moment. Because when we're able to bring ourselves back to the present moment, we are much more effective in all of our interactions, in our work, in our life, and we're happier. There's a Harvard psychologist who did a study of 250,000 people, finding out what he asked them three questions. What are you doing? What are you thinking about? And how happy are you? And he found the people who were thinking about what they were doing, who were focused on what they were doing, were much happier than those who might have been doing something really great, like being on a wonderful vacation, but thinking about something else.
Absolutely.
Yes, and the reason is because our minds are trained to solve problems. So what do we think about most of the time? Problems.
Yes, right.
And so when we can take ourselves out of that worrying, out of that anger, out of that, and come back to the present moment, we can truly enjoy our life. And all those little moments, like conversations with loved ones, even conversations with a very difficult person in your life, that you can be so much more effective in those and enjoy them so much more.
If you just stay in the moment with your mind, you're present for that moment where even you can change your mind about the person and what's going on, because you're present in that moment and allowing yourself the opportunity for that, as you did when you decided that you were going to take yourself out of those situations. Each time that you did, it's a beautiful testimony to, you know, the fact that you did do those things, because it could have been what people could consider to be worse of a situation that happened for you. And I say for you, not to you, because things happen for us, for the experience of this life and this lifetime, the lessons that they bring, all of the wonderful gems they bring, all circumstances. And what I see that you you did when you said that you went through a gallbladder. Did you have to get an operation or?
Yes, had to get an operation and couldn't hold my child. My husband was still here for the surgery, so he brought our son during the day that I was completely out of it to nurse. And then I was very fortunate. My mother-in-law came for a few days to help me after my husband left, so that because I couldn't pick up my son because of the stitches. So
And so, but the thing that is something great even came out of that. You know, she got to be with the children. It's always something. No, you didn't have to pay for that. With a gallbladder operation, but, you know, it does work out all the time. And the thing that I see from your story, as what I was going to say earlier, is that you had to go through certain things and you change based on what happened, which is what happens in life for us. As well, you are now giving your gift to people so that they don't have to wait to those moments to be mindful, if you will. I really appreciate the gift that you're offering to the organizations and especially the corporate. Thank you. the stress. The stress management, is the mindfulness or is it different?
It is the mindfulness.
It is the mindfulness. Okay.
Yes, because I believe stress is caused by our thoughts.
Okay.
We can be driving down the road, stuck in horrible traffic. Mm-hmm. We're listening to a good radio station or talking to a friend and we're fine.
Right.
Or we're in the car thinking about where we wish we were. Or where we need to be, and we get stressed.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I have a book and also a virtual program that goes through the process that I teach in companies. Even if someone isn't in a company that offers this, I want them to have access to it as well.
And okay. What's the name of the book?
It's called Conscious Success, which is the name of my company, and it's the 5-step process to dissolve stress, increase productivity, and find your flow at work.
Okay, that's pretty powerful. And they can find that book at consciousssuccess.net, is that right?
Yes, and also on Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yes.
Even easier. You don't even have to say it.
Right.
Oh, wow. But, you know, this is so powerful. We're going to take a break in a minute. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, people who are just too busy to stop and breathe. I want you to give them some advice.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All righty.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimsa Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimsa Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. We're talking to Jacqueline Brosnitsky, and we're talking about mindfulness and stress reduction. Jacqueline will be presenting a session tomorrow on Celio.com. You get to go and join that session. She'll give us all the information for that. Jacqueline.
Yes.
Yes. So some people say they're too busy to stop and breathe in the moment. I tell people all the time, just stop and breathe. But it's some people are always talking about, oh, I just don't have time. I just can't stop. What are the challenges of being too busy? I mean, what does that look like in your world to take a minute to, just even meditate for 5 minutes?
I understand that. I think many times people are too busy to stop and meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I purposely get up early to be able to do it, but not everyone wants to commit to something like that. So mindfulness and can be done, and stress can be reduced in the moment when something's happening. You don't have to step aside from it to do something and then come back to life. So when there's a very difficult, someone you have a difficult time with is yelling at you,
mm-hmm.
you can take a deep breath while you're listening to that person yelling at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you, what mindfulness does is it allows you to put a buffer between what's happening to you and your reaction.
Mm.
So then if you remember in that moment to breathe, then when that person is done, you can choose your reaction.
Mm.
You might choose to respond. You might choose to walk away. You might choose to tell that person you'd like to talk to them later when they're more calm. But you will have the choice how to respond. And that's the whole idea with mindfulness, is that rather than scream back at the person, which, you know, we all do that at times. Sometimes we aren't able to step back. But if you can begin to use your breath when you're in those difficult situations, you may find that your response is much more what you'd like it to be. That you're in control of your response as opposed to your something within you, your body, just responding to the energy that that person is sending to you.
That's pretty rich. Now, it's interesting, you know, because some people don't even know that they're stressed, you know. I know that for me, you know, I was one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I now, because I'm mindful, because I choose that mindfulness and I choose to take that time, nobody better not try to stand in the way.
Right. Right.
Me getting that time right now because I know it's
right.
I'm saying it very nicely. It is a pure saving grace for me, and it's almost like it is like food. It is the yumminess for me in this universe right now, is to be able to call on that saving grace. Call on that, because to me, it is a renewing of not only my mind, but my spirit and my body to be able to go into that space at will, you know? And and yes, do my thoughts run rampant sometimes? Oh, yeah. But it's all about, you know, putting that leash on them and say, hey, get back here, you know, or get out of here, whichever one.
Right.
One, if you need it, you get it back. If you don't need it, you get rid of it. So, you know, but some people do not even, you know, I'm not stressed. I'm just, you know, it's just everyday life. And things happen. But what do you identify stress? What do you, you know, the definition of it, you know? And how? What are the signals to know that you are stressed, if you will?
Sure. So I teach a process of looking, finding the thought patterns that are most frequently running through your mind.
Mm.
So maybe it's fear, maybe it's worry, maybe it's anger, maybe it's sadness. And then noticing the effect, noticing what brings those up and the effect on those situations of those thoughts. And so what I tell people is when you notice more of that, whatever your three or four tend to be, more of that sadness, more of that anger, more of that regret, more of that fear, more of that worry, when you see more of that running through your mind, then that's a barometer. You know that there's something you need to do. You know that's sort of your stress barometer. And what happens, you now, these days, we live with a level of stress that would have been considered super stress 20 years ago. We're just, it's become the norm now, because we've got email, we've got texting, we've got news, we've got all this information coming at us, and everything has to happen more quickly than ever before. And we've just sort of gotten numb and used to it. So it's the idea of noticing what's happening inside, which is also part of that mindfulness, and then realizing, wow, I need to do something about it.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's interesting you're talking about the numbness, because when the numbness happens, you know, it's almost like you're in a state of, you know, downward spiral. Because if you're not feeling anymore, then you don't even know. You don't even have it. Like a fever will let you know that something's wrong. Pain lets you know there's something going on. But if you're numb, you know what, you need to find help immediately.
Right.
Because therein lies all the emotional issues that happen, relationships break up, people get illnesses. You know, this is where all of those things start coming into play from years of festering and being numb. People are walking around being numb right now as we speak.
Yes.
And you know, Yeah, and it is important now, and it is important now to be able to get in touch and find that 5 or 10 minutes to be able to do just some breathing, just breathing, just follow your breath for a moment. You know, it really is important. I want to ask you, we have about 10 more minutes, maybe not even that, about 8. So I wanted to see if you could give us just a tad bit about what the steps are. You know, they can come to your session tomorrow, which we will tell them about, to get a little bit more, but just to give us a brief about the steps, the 5
sure,
steps.
Sure, sure. So would you like the 5 steps that are in my book?
Yes, just the 5 okay. steps. You don't have to break them down.
Okay. Sure. So the 5 steps are, 1, harnessing the power of your mind. So mm-hmm. realizing how powerful your mind is
okay.
and harnessing it in terms of understanding that you can control your stress, your response. So we cannot control what happens in life. We can
mm-hmm.
control how stressed it makes us feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step, sort of understanding
okay.
what's happening in the mind and realizing we do have some control over it,
mm-hmm.
a lot of control over it. Then the second step is to identify and dissolve limiting thought patterns. And those
mm-hmm.
are those thoughts that let us know that we are stressed and we need to do something about it.
Okay.
Step 3 is to handle difficult situations effectively, because we're all going to be faced with difficult situations. And so how do we handle those the best we can? And then 4 is once we've started to recognize all this, all of our power, then make important life changes. So begin to see, how am I going to use this in my life? What are my intentions for my life? How am I going to improve the difficult situations in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 is to employ the 7 habits of conscious success. So those are 7 actions, or 7 habits that I feel make someone really effective, both professionally and personally.
Absolutely. That's pretty rich. That is rich. If you want to get the book, where do they get the book from again?
It's
from
at
Amazon
or ConsciousSuccess.net.
And the name of the book again?
It's called Conscious Success, The 5-Step Process to Dissolve Stress, Increase Productivity, and Find Your Flow at Work.
Okay. And would you spell your last name for everyone, please?
Yes. Yes. It's Brodnitsky. My maiden name was Ryan. And I embraced Brodnitsky. It's Brodnitzki.
Okay. I had to laugh, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard everything you didn't say anyway.
Yes,
okay,
you know what? Do you want to hear the funniest thing?
Yes,
when
I do.
When I first met my husband-to-be, I saw
uh-huh.
his name, and I said to someone, what the heck is that name? And I laughed about it. Next thing you know, I own it.
And that's why you said something like, okay, well, my name before was Ryan, okay?
Yes.
You know, so you can relate to me. You can relate to me because it wasn't that hard before. But anyway, it gives people a challenge and they get to be mindful of
yes.
how they want to name. I know I'm very mindful, you know. So the last question I have before I release, I don't want you to go. Well, I'll be with you tomorrow.
Oh.
We'll get to play again.
Yes, and I'll be
okay.
with you tomorrow for your session.
Oh, yes. I will be presenting tomorrow, too, on Skillio. So I guess the best way for them to reach to go is just to go to Skillio.com and then put in our names. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yes.
That's the best way, just to keep it simple. And they already have your website. But I want to ask you, how do you play and how do you keep balance in your home and work life now?
Ah, well, I make it a point to play every day. The first way that I play is in my meditation practice.
Okay.
I just feel so renewed and so joyous in that practice, and it feels so wonderful. And then every day I either go for a walk in the woods, either alone or with a friend, or I do yoga, or I pet my two kitties, or I hang out with my boys, or I hang out with my husband. But I feel like it's really important. That's one of the things I teach, is to do something that feeds your soul every day, even if it's small, like looking at the clouds, looking at the stars, looking at water, just something, singing in the car, whatever it is, something that feeds your soul is so, so important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And how do you play, Ombasa?
Oh, man. Everything you said.
Plus,
I love to go and I love to work out. I love to swim. I love to go and watch the stars. I like to go and just play with people, going and playing games. I like to do play tasters and go around and have fun. Laughing is really the best thing for me. And if I can get to just get and sit with people and we just laugh, that is just totally the best. It's just such a big high.
Yes.
And that's how I play. I love what I do. You know what I share. I love sharing with people. I love people coming to me and, you know, with just wanting some insight. And I love that ability, that gift to be able to share. You know, to be able to share whatever it is that is being downloaded at the time to share. And I love doing that. That's my love. I love doing that. I love laughter. I love dancing. Dancing. That's my favorite. Dancing. And as a matter of fact, my birthday was yesterday. I'm about to go dance in a few minutes.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
I wish you could be over this side. I don't know where. What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Boston.
Oh, Boston. Okay. Well, I think you're a bit too far, but we'll catch up.
Yes.
But that is really, I'm so excited. I'm excited about tomorrow. I had a little bit of jitters about that that site in terms of being on a webinar. This is probably my first one, so I'm going to be, that's going to be very interesting for me, just playing on there. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. But I really, really love and appreciate you for being here on the playground with me today, and I trust that you will come again. And won't be a stranger.
Oh, I would love it, Ombasa. Thank you so much for having me. I loved this time. I had so much fun with you.
Yes, so I'm going to be looking forward to you coming back. And over again, there is no limit to coming back on the playground of life.
All right.
All right, beloved. Well, you take special care, and I'll see you in the morning with bells on. It's at 7:30, right? Okay, we need to make sure we got this right. 7:30 in the morning, Eastern time. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So it's a great way to start the day before you have to head off to work. Yes.
And that's right. So you go to skillio.com. That's skillio.com. And then you put in the Jacqueline Brodnitzky, Brodnitzky. I hear it when I'm looking. Yes. All right. All right, my beloved sister. I will see you on the flip side. Much love to you. Take special care.
Much love to you, Ombasa. Thank you so much.
All righty. Take care.
Okay. Goodbye.
See ya. You've been listening to The Play Experience. I want to give thanks to all of our Play family online, on the phone, listening in the archives, because all is truly one. You know I was going to say that. Thank you for yet another beautiful experience called Play. Much love and many blessings. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, that beautiful song that you heard earlier is the beautiful Sherry Marie. I know you were wondering, so I'm going to share it with you. It's Sherry Marie, and it was called Wind. The Wind. Let the Wind Carry You Away. And the other one is that I keep under me most of the time, close to my heart, is called Heart. It is by Perry Wood. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Ombasa out. Talk to you later.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.